We're going to read the first six verses today, and I would like the Chinese speakers to read first. Actually, not read. Pray. Pray these words, and then the English will follow, okay?
九十篇我们想让中文的先读中文, 大家不是在读, 而是在祷告, 九十篇一到六节。 Okay. 好。 以及主啊, 你世世代代做我们的居所, 诸山未曾生出, 地与世界你未曾造成, 从亘古到永远你是神, 你使人归于尘土, 说你们世人要归回, 在你看来, 千年如已过的昨天, 又如夜间的一根, 叫他们如水冲去, 他们熟睡一觉, 早晨他们如生长的草, 早晨发芽生长, 晚上割下不干。
English speakers, please. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn man back into dust. For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it passes by, or as a watch in the night. You have swept them away like a flood. They fall asleep. In the morning, they are like grass which sprouts anew. In the morning, it flourishes and sprouts anew. Toward evening, it fades and withers away. Okay, good. Please sit down. Brothers and sisters, this morning we have heard prayers from some of God's people.
弟兄姐妹们，今天早上我们听到一些弟兄姐妹神的子民在那里祷告。
Because of many reasons and time limitations, not all of us could pray together.
因为时间的关系，不是我们所有人在一起能够祷告。
I want you, would you raise your hand please?
大家能不能举手？
See if your hand works. Okay, good. I want you to lift your hand as you answer these questions, okay?
大家要问一些问题，大家能够举手。
How many of you know that God wants people to pray to Him?
你们多少有多少知道神希望人向他祷告？
How many of you pray for your adult children?
有多少人为你的成年的子女祷告？
How many of you pray for your grandchildren if you have them?
如果有孙辈的话，你们有没有为孙辈祷告？
How many of you pray for your family?
有多少为你的家庭而祷告？
Even the ones you don't get along with.
即使你和家里的人不是关系很好的话，你也能为他们祷告。
And how many of you pray for your friends sometimes?
有没有人为你的朋友祷告？
How many of us feel that we do not spend enough time praying to God?
有没有大家觉得我们没有花足够的时间向神祷告？
And do you agree that you learn to pray by praying?
有没有大家同意你们祷告的时候是学会祷告，是通过祷告来学会祷告？
Does practice make perfect?
是不是练习一下就完美了呢？
That's a half-truth, right?
一半是对，一半是错的。
Because if you practice wrong, what you get is wrong practice.
如果你在那里练习的话，练习是错的话，你就是不能练习的对。So
in one sense, you do learn to pray by praying, but there are some restrictions.
有时候你是通过这个练习来练习这个祷告，但是有一些限制。One
of Jesus' disciples asked Jesus to teach them, the disciples, to pray.
耶稣基督有一个门徒向耶稣基督请求，请你教导我们怎样祷告。One
reason that this disciple asked that was he probably knew that they could all improve on how they prayed and what they prayed.
因为这个门徒他是觉得，如果他们练习的话，照主的话练习的话，他就可以学会怎样的祷告。
Let me see your hand. How many of you believe that your praying can be improved?
你们有没有相信你的祷告能够通过这个练习能够提高？
Okay, so some hands are down, that means no improvement needed.
有些手就放下去了，就是是不是觉得就不需要这个再进一步的呢？你的祷告就完美了。
Okay, let me try again. How many do you believe that your praying can be improved?
有多少觉得如果你的祷告是可以再进一步提高的？
Because God loves us,
因为神爱我们，
He wants to teach us to pray more effectively.
他要在那里教导我们怎样更有效的祷告。
And so today we have been listening, we're going to listen to Moses pray.
今天我们要在这里听的就是学的就是摩西的祷告。
We've read the beginning of his prayer, and I'll just tell you up front, okay? Lord willing, I will be coming two more months in a row. So I have, in my mind, the Lord wants me to take on Psalm 90 over the next three times I come.
如果神允许的话，在我的脑海中我有这样一个想法，就是接下来的两三个月中间，我要把这个神赐给我的话语，就是诗篇九十篇交给大家。
Unless he changes that, then after the three times that we meet, we will have done all of Psalm 90. So today I'm not going to do all of Psalm 90. You don't have to worry.
如果神允许的话，下面的三次我在这里讲到的话，我要讲这个诗篇九十篇。我今天不会讲所有的九十篇，但如果神允许的话，我今后的三次要把这九十篇完整的讲一下。
I've provided you with an outline so that you can tell where I am, and I can tell where I am.
我今天在这里这个大纲上面已经写出来了，我在哪里，然后你告诉我你们在哪里。
I gave you an outline, but I didn't give you a Bible.
我给你们一个大纲，但是我没有把圣经给你们。
And so I'll tell you, if I see you looking at your Bible, or perhaps your iPhone.
如果你在，我告诉你们，如果你们有可能在打开这个圣经在读，或者打开这个 iPhone 在读的话
，I will assume that you can follow what I'm saying.
我就在那里假设你可以跟得上我在那里所说的。
I don't know any teacher of the word who doesn't enjoy seeing people open up the actual word and look at it while the teacher's moving.
Yeah, 我不敢想象世界上有一个老师会不喜欢他的学生打开圣经，能够跟着老师一边讲一边读。
The prayers in the Bible contains at least 50, almost 50 lengthy prayers recorded in the prose sections.
Yeah, 这个圣经里面差不多一个有五十篇完整的祷告，这个祷告以散文的形式存在在整个圣经里面。
And you and I have noticed that several hundred shorter prayers or references to prayers appear throughout the Bible. A number of them are in the Psalms.
大家也知道，圣经中有几百篇各种短小的祷告，或者和祷告有关的词句，在圣经中存在。有几个是在是在这个诗篇里面。
And when the Psalms are prayers, you'll notice a full range of human emotions and a full range of life's conditions.
Yeah, 在诗篇这里面，大家就可以看到有很多篇是完整的人的。感觉人的这个表这个他的感觉和他的意念他的自己的情绪。
Now the first biblical mention of prayer is in Genesis 4:36, where it says, "Men began to call on the name of the Lord."
是的，这个第一个圣经中第一个祷告是就是在创世纪诗篇36节里面，就是说人在那里呼求神的名。
In those days, sin was increasing.
在那些日子里，那些罪恶越来越多。
By calling on the name of the Lord, people may have needed help when the violence and the anger and the murders were increasing.
对啊，在那里，那个时候，罪恶增多，在那人在那里呼求神的名，因为那个愤怒和仇杀和其他的罪恶正在增加。
Perhaps as lives began to unravel or deteriorate, there came a greater realization among some people that there was still a great creator who could help them be protected and provided for.
那个时候因为这个生活越来越糟糕然后有很多的人在那里逐渐意识到他那边还有一个创造者他那个创造者可以成为他们的保护者和他们的提供者。
Brothers and sisters, when you watch the news or read the news, do you get a sense that our global world is falling apart?
你大家如果还在看新闻或者读报纸的话，大家是不是觉得我们这个世界正在越来越糟糕啊？越来越差不多破碎了。
Do you get the sense that people are drifting away from God and moving over to themselves and what they want to do and how they want to protect themselves?
你有没有觉得很多人就是从神那里越来越离开，然后仰仗他们自己来保护他们自己？
Frankly, I'm a little concerned about. I try to stay away from malls, shopping malls.
我现在有点害怕，我也不要想到这个购物中心去了。
Not because I'm frugal or want to save money, although that's a good reason.
不是因为我比较省钱，我比较那个有可能是比较好的理由。
But it seems to me when people gather, sometimes when evil wants to hurt, they go to where crowds are. Sometimes.
因为我觉得有时候那些坏人想要做坏事的话，他就到那些人多的地方去。
When biblical writers want to teach about prayer, they want to show us how people pray. They don't want to tell us about prayer.
Yeah, 当在这个圣经的里面，那些作者想要表达这个祷告的话，他是。想给别人知道的是想给我们知道的是他怎样祷告而不是他祷告的内容
so you can't go to your Bible and say on page 563 oh, there's a good definition of prayer good one
你不可能说到圣经里面说在563页有一个很好的祷告的定义
no the Bible will show you people praying rather than tell you a definition of praying
圣经会告诉你人那些人是在那里怎样祷告而不会告诉你祷告的定义是什么
and so when we hear and listen to people pray in the Bible we can be in the process of having God teach us as he listens to the prayers of people
Yeah, 当我们在那里听人这些圣经作者怎样祷告的时候我们可以知道神怎样教导我们应该怎样的祷告
When the disciple asked Jesus to teach them to pray, Jesus taught them a perfect model prayer.
当那门徒问耶稣怎样祷告的时候，耶稣给了他们一个完整的、完美的这个模式，就告诉他们怎样祷告。
Luke 11, 1 through 4 from Jesus' lips, this is a perfect prayer.
路加福音11章1到4节也就是一个完美的一个模式是怎样祷告的模式
It shows the attitudes and the relationship that Jesus had with his father
yeah, 这个就告诉我这个耶稣他有一个这样的态度和怎样的一个和神的关系和他的父神的关系
And one caution about reciting prayers word for word or copying them
有一个点要注意如果你是只是祷告这个在那里抄袭别人的祷告一个一个字完全一样的话
Is that just copying them without the proper relationship with God who we pray to can easily turn into a hopeful but elusive formula for just receiving blessings
是啊如果你只是在那里一个字的一个字的抄袭别人的祷告而且但是你自己没有一个合适和神的关系的话这样的话就会变成一个就是有幻觉的一个模式这个模式就是说我从神那里只是得祝福
Jesus' relationship with his father was so holy and so pure thatAll of Jesus' prayers were heard by his father.
Yeah. 神耶稣基督和他父神的关系是那样的圣洁，所以他们因为有这样的关系，耶稣基督所有的祷告神都听见。
Don't make the mistakes of saying God always hears my prayers.
不要在那里犯错误，你只是说神肯定会听到我的祷告。
Why would I say that?
为什么我这样说呢？
Because he says also, if you cherish sin in your heart, the Lord will not listen to you.
因为神说过，如果你在那里心中还有罪恶的话，神不会听你的祷告。
Cherishing sin is fondling it and keeping it and taking care of it and even hiding it.
Yeah, 这个 cherish 这个字呢，就是宝贵，然后就是很隐藏，也把这个东西罪恶紧紧的握在手上的意思。
So he cautions us, don't just use words, don't just copy words. Make sure your relationship with me is forgiven, clean, and pure. Make sure you're there.
神的话语就是说，不是单单的在那里抄袭用字，不是一定要注意你和神的关系是纯洁的，是圣洁的。
Teachability is one of the key ingredients in letting God have control back when we are wrestling it from Him.
这个有一个字就是叫可教导的，可教导的字就是说让神控制我们，让神能够控制我们，而在我们和神有争执的时候，有不协和谐的时候。
Our sin wrestles control away from God and gives it to ourselves, and we need to be careful that we don't wrestle control away from God.
Yeah, 我们的罪恶是在那里，就是说我们不听神的话，一切都要听自己的话，让我们要注意，我们要和神，让神来控制我们，不是我们控制自
己。How many of you are glad that there are some prayers that you prayed, you're glad that God never answered them?
有没有人觉得，我有一些祷告，我在那里祷告，幸好神没有听我的祷告。
They were so bad and so off and so self-centered, had he answered them,He might have ruined you.
Yeah, 那些祷告实际上是很自我为中心的，是完全是很自私的。幸好神没有听我的这个祷告，不然的话，这个祷告就毁了我自己。
We are reminded by the Christian writer Henry Nouwen that prayer is the center of the Christian life.
Yeah, 我们在这个有一个作者叫 Henry 的，他说这个祷告就是基督徒生活的中心。
He said, it's the only necessary thing.
他说这个是唯一必要的事情。
Luke 10:42 is his reference.
Yeah, 是这个路加福音十章一到四节就是他的这个。
Prayer is living with God here and now.
祷告就是说和神活在一起，从现在开始，就是现在。
And I like this, my son gave me a book on prayer.
我的儿子给了我一本书，是有关这个祷告的。
I think he knows that I could improve my praying.
他我想我的儿子知道我可以在我的祷告这个事情上有所改变，有所更。
And the writer Paul Miller of that book that my son gave me on prayer,
那个作者叫 Paul Miller,
says this: Learning to pray doesn't offer you a less busy life.
如果你学祷告的话，不会让你的让你觉得很忙的。
It offers you a less busy heart.
它让你的是这样子，我想说，这个它不会让你忙碌的生活变得不忙，它只是让你的心能够变得不忙。
Busyness without healthy margins is a major distraction in our prayer lives.
如果我们祷告生活的话，就像如果就像做生意没有这个利润的话，是就一个不是很好的事情。
Brothers and sisters, I cannot count the number of times whether it's in mainland China, Hong Kong, wherever it may be, or anywhere, I can't count the number of times I have heard a person say to me, "Well, I'm not."
我去不管是在香港大陆台湾我实在是数不过来有多少次别人跟我说哎呀我太忙了
I can't count the woman months
我实在是数不过来
Busyness when you don't have margins that are healthy becomes a major distraction in praying
如果你是太忙的话就像你做生意没有利润一样实在是对我们祷告生活一个大的干扰
And as we begin to listen to Moses pray, you'll notice something right under the title. Before he starts to pray, it says that it's tremendous. It says, Psalm 90, a prayer of Moses, the man of God.
Yeah. 他在这里诗篇九十篇开始就是用了很重的字，他是说 我们中文就是说神人，就是他就是神人摩西的祷告。神人是什么意思？就是属神的人。
When you die and you have maybe your tombstone, what would you like them to put on your tombstone?
如果你死了以后，一般来说你有个这个有个墓碑，你希望别人在这个墓碑上写什么呢？
Do you want them to say your name and your date?
你只是说你的名字和你的日期呢？日子 地上的日子呢？
And then to say, I told you I was sick.
我告诉你，然后就写，我告诉你我病了。
What would you like on your tombstone?
你喜欢你的墓碑上写什么字呢？
A Bible verse?
圣经章节。
Well, this could be right on Moses' tombstone. A prayer, the man of God.
这个有可能就是在摩西的墓碑上写的字。我们中文是叫神人，其实他就是说属神的人。
I can almost guarantee you, he didn't say that about himself.
我想这个不是摩西自己说的，他是谁？
God describes Moses as the man of God.
神这里形容摩西就是合神心意的人，就叫神人。
Who is this Moses?
这个摩西是谁呢？
His name in Hebrew means to draw out.
他的原文，他的名字的意思呢，就是说拉出来。
And later God will call Moses to draw out his people from their slavery in Egypt.
然后以后呢，他的日子呢，神就让这个摩西把这个他的人民从埃及拉出来。
See, they're listening.
Yeah, I know.
They're listening.
I was thinking different country's name. Egypt.
No, you're good. No, no.
It sounds different, like, totally in Chinese.
And brothers and sisters, this Moses, his Egyptian name sounds like sun.
这个摩西他有一个埃及的名，他这个埃及名听上去的声音就像一个儿子这个。
And like God's son Jesus, Moses will be used to free God's people from bondage to cruel oppressors.
就像神的儿子耶稣基督一样，这个摩西也是神的儿子，他要把他的子民从捆绑中救出。
How many of you are bilingual? Truly bilingual, English and Mandarin.
多少是
Cantonese
双语的？基本上是可以讲两种语言，完全讲两种语言。
Okay. How many of you know that you're bicultural?
多少是
You're ethnic Chinese and
两种文化的。如果你是说你是中国人的，但是你是两种文化中长大的。
Do you like that being bicultural?
你有没有喜欢这个，就是在两种文化的环境中长大呢？
I didn't enjoy that when I first went to China.
我很享乐，我很喜欢那种感觉。我第一次去中国的话
，I could see it on the lips.
我可以看见他们的嘴巴在动，他说这个是外国人。
I could see it before they said it.
他们还没说，他们就是我就看见了。
That was not fun.
不是一个很好玩的事情。
Moses was raised in Moses grew up in a bicultural setting, first Egypt and then among his own people.
摩西是在那个双种文化的环境中长大的，先是埃及的文化，后来是他自己的人民的文化。
And he probably had both of the languages.
他有可能会同时讲两种话。
And he could understand both of the sets of the mindsets.
他可以看得懂两种不同的思想。
And as he learned this, he as yet had not been he had not learned who God was. Not yet.
他在这两种文化中长大的时候，他还没有认识神。
Brother, let me ask you a question. How many of you can remember when you became a believer in Christ?
你们几个还能想起来你是那个当初变成就是信徒的时候的情景？
And can you remember friends or people seeing you before you became a Christian and then starting to see you after you became a Christian? Can you remember some of those people who
你还记得那些朋友们，他这些朋友们既看见你是在信主之前的样子，又看见你是在信主之后的样子。
My mother wasn't sure what was happening.
我的妈妈就那时候就不太明白这个发生了什么事情。
I wasn't raised in a Christian home or with a Bible.
我不是 no, I'm not, right? 那我不是在一个基督徒的家庭中长大，也没有见过圣经。
So when I
came to Christ, she thought maybe this is a new fad, a new season of life.
当我那时候变成基督徒的时候，我的妈妈就说，哎，这有可能有些什么事情，但是有可能只是一下子的一个新的季节。
But I was changing. I was reading the Word of God. The Holy Spirit was helping me. I was being changed, and some people could see this.
Yeah, 那个时候我在变化，我在那里读圣经，那些神的话语在那里改变我。有些朋友已经看出来了。
That was before Christ, and then now it's after Christ.
那个是在认识基督之前，现在是我认识基督。
How many of you can say that I have your story? I have a story before Christ and after. How many of you have a story like that?
有多少人说，我在认识基督之前有一个故事，我在认识基督之后又有了一个故事。
Okay, and Moses had a before God and an after God experiences.
摩西就有这样一个过程，他在认识神之前和认识神之后是完全不一样的，他有这样的过程。
Before Moses meets God at the mountain of God, he is raised in a wealthy, royal Egyptian, he's a prince with the best education in Egypt.
Yeah, 在摩西在神的圣山上遇见神之前，他是一个这是一个王子，埃及王子，他是最好的教育，在很富有
，highly privileged，
完全被尊重。
Yet he senses he's not aligned though with his real people, the people of Israel, Hebrews.
他也知道他是希伯来人，他和以色列人那有可能和不太合得来，不太一样。
So you remember, he rises up one day and he defends his own kinsmen and he murders an Egyptian and he becomes a fugitive. He has to start running for his life.
记得的话，摩西那个时候为了保护他自己的他的同胞，他就杀了一个埃及人，然后呢，他就变成了一个逃犯。
So where did he run? How far? Not how far. Where did he run to?
他逃去哪里呢？
Hawaii?
Hawaii, 夏威夷。
No. It was a desert, right?
他就逃到了那个沙漠。
Lots of desert experiences in the Bible.
他在那里有很多的这个沙漠的经历。
And his new job is what?
他的新工作是什么呢？
He's a shepherd. He's training as a shepherd.
他变成了一个牧羊人。
And he probably steps in shepherd, in sheep stuff.
Yeah, 然后他就是管这个羊的事。
And believe me, brothers, anything you've ever read, sheep are really dumb.
你大概不知道吧？这个羊是很蠢的。
Sheep are really stubborn sometimes.
这个羊是很固执的。
Sheep don't listen necessarily to the shepherd.
这个羊也不大听这个牧羊人的话。
And God is going to have Moses lead a large number of people who are like sheep.
Yeah, 但是神要让摩西在最后领的一大堆人，这一次很多的人就像那个羊一样。
Moses doesn't know yet when he's doing sheep out there that God is going to start a personal relationship with him. He just thinks it's him and the sheep, his wife and his father-in-law, and he's in the desert, and that's kaboom, the end of his life.
那个时候摩西在那里牧羊的时候，他还不知道神在他生命中有什么计划，他只是想他和他的太太和他的岳父还有一大堆的羊就在这个沙漠里面，然后他就是生命就在那结束了。
And you know the story, the bush that he sees is burning and it's not going out.
大家也记得这样一个故事，他看见那个灌木丛，这个小灌木丛着了火，但是着了半天没烧掉。
So he goes over to look, right?
他就去前面去看一看是怎样回事。
And he hears two words. What were they?
他听见两个字，什么事呢？
He hears his name.
他听见他的名字。
Moses.
摩西，摩西。
He hears his name.
他听见他自己的名字。
And he says,
告诉说
Here I am.
他听见声音说就是我在这里。他就是说他回答说我在这里。
And then God makes his first real move on Moses.
然后神就在摩西身上做了第一个事情。
22 words God says to Moses.
神说了22个字。
Do not come near here.
不要走近这里。
Remove your sandals from your feet.
说把你的鞋从脚上脱下来。
For the place on which you are standing is holy ground.
因为你站的地方是圣地。
God is going to introduce himself to Moses. He already knows who Moses is, but Moses doesn't know who God is yet.
神在那个时候要把自己介绍给摩西，他已经知道摩西是谁了，但是摩西并不认识神。
And but we are introduced a principle here that is this. It's a biblical principle.
我们在这里也被这样介绍，这个是属灵的原则。
Hebrews 12:14 says this, strive for holiness, because without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
希伯来书十二章十四节是这样讲的，要渴慕圣洁，因为没有圣洁，没有人能够见神。
Without sanctification, no one will see the Lord.
没有，如果你不圣洁的话，你就看不见神。
Moses doesn't understand that, because he has never met a holy God.
摩西并不明白这个事情，因为他从来没有碰到过圣洁的神。
Okay.Brothers and sisters, we are listening in to a conversation, the first time between God. We're listening into a conversation, and it is going to change Moses' entire life.
我们在这里看听见的就是第一个对话，这个对话，简单对话就会改变了摩西的一生。
And God is going to shape Moses into a man of God.
那个时候神就要在那里要改变摩西这个人，把他变成一个完全属神的人。
God will shape Moses into a man of God who will lead God's people out of bondage.
神在那里要改变摩西，让改变他这个人，让他变成一个带领以色列人，离开他们的捆绑的人。
God will develop Moses into the greatest Jewish leader in the Old Testament.
神在那里要培养摩西成犹太旧约历史上最伟大的领袖。
God will make Moses his prophet and his lawgiver of the Ten Commandments.
神要把摩西变成他的先知，然后通过他给出十诫。
God will make Moses the author of the first five books of the Bible.
神要让摩西成为旧约五经中的前五本书的作者。
God will shape Moses into the most powerful intercessor for God's Israeli people.
神要把摩西成为一个最重要的这个和以色列民中间的这个中介，大家代导者。
Who is doing this work?
谁在做这个事情呢？
God the Father is doing the work.
这个父神正在做这个事情。
When Moses cooperates, God can do his work.
当摩西在那里合作的时候，神就可以做他的工作。
And so Moses, unlike all other people, will be allowed to speak to God face to face.
所以只有摩西被允许和对神面对面的说话，没有其他人能这样做。
And when he speaks to God, he will receive God's love and his power with great intensity.
当摩西这样和神面对面对话的话，他就受到了神很大的极大的力量，这个是有这样的强大的力量。
What happened to Moses' face after he talked with God? What happened to Moses' face?
摩西和神面对面说话之后，他的脸怎么样了呢？
It shone, right?
就是
It was so bright.
那么的亮。
It was so bright that it scared the people of Israel.
因为那个他的脸变成那样的明亮，所以把这个以色列民就吓跑了。
What is happening here?
这发生了什么事呢？
God is shaping a man of God.
神在那里改变一个人，让他变成一个完全属神的人。
And he's allowing him to go face to face with God.
然后他让摩西和神让摩西和他面对面说话。
Picture that. Picture that.
大家想一下这幅图画。
Moses is still a sinner.
摩西还是一个罪人哦。
He still has his own will.
他还有自己的想法和愿望。
Sometimes he doesn't see the talents and he doesn't delegate to other people for talent. He has He has mistakes. He has flaws.
他有错，他也看不到别人，他也不能意识到有些人有能力。
And if you remember, he disobeyed God once in such a way that God said, "You're not going to enter the promised land, even though you want to."
大家还记得，他就有一次和神就没有听神的话，神就跟他说，你不能进这个应许之地。其实他想要进应许之地，神也不让他进应许之地。
But of all the descriptions that God chose to give this man, He described Moses as the man of God.
Yeah. 在神形容所有形容摩西的这个经文中，他把摩西描述成神人，就是属神心意的人。
Brother said, "What is a man or a woman of God?"
是属神心意的男人是女人是什么意思呢
？How many of you really? 都是女人。
大家不要举手了。
How many of you would like?
有多少人喜欢变成属神心意的人呢？
You don't have to be ashamed. God has put that in your heart.
你不要难为情，这个神已经把这个心意放在你的心思意念里。
Becoming a man and a woman of God, or a woman of God, is a godly and lifetime process.
变成属神心意的人是这个一个完一生的经验，是属神一生的经验。
To become a godly person, a person must believe and wholeheartedly accept this truth.
如果你要成为一个属神心意的人的话，你就要全心全意地承认这样一个事实。
God always makes the first move.
神一定是神做第一件，那就是起这个做事的头。
To shape a man or a woman of God, God always makes the first move.
使人变成属神心意的人，神一定是由神来做这个事情。开始的时候
one writer said it like this.So long as we imagine it is we who have to look for God, we most often lose heart.
我们可以这样想象，还是如果是我们去找神的话，我们往往是丧失了自己的心智。
But it is the other way about.
但是实际上是反过来的。
God is looking for us.
是神在那里找我们。
God always makes the first move.
神。就是神走第一步。
So he knows us before we're born, and he knows us even before we get our name.
他是神知道我们，在我们出生之前，他都知道我们。
And there's a process where he calls us to himself.
在这样一个过程，神把我们呼召我们到他面前来。
And Jesus came to earth to make his Father visible.
耶稣基督降生在这个地上是。他使这父神让我们能够看见。
One writer said, "Jesus moves into our neighborhood."
一个作者说，耶稣到了我们的邻居。
Who's your neighbor?
你的邻居是谁呢
？Who are your neighbors?
你的邻居是什么人呢
？Well, Jesus came into our neighborhood. He came in close to where we work, came in close to where we, and he began to introduce himself to us. Amen.
耶稣到了我们这个邻舍中间来，他在那里把他介绍给我们自己，大家觉得对吗
？He always makes the first move.
Yeah, 耶稣是走第一步的。
Lest we become proud and think we're good, we found him.
有时候让我们觉得自己很骄傲，我们找到了耶稣，不是，是耶稣找到了我们。
By faith in Christ alone, lest we would boast.
Yeah.如果我们不是凭耶稣是唯一的话，我们往往会自夸自己。
And so God begins in this process, which He starts to reveal His holy character to people as He talks with them.
Yeah, 当神在那里向人显现的时候，他就把他自己这个圣洁的一面彰显给人看。
He'll give people choices like he gave Moses choices.
他会把这个选择给这个人，就像神给把选择也给了摩西一样。
When Moses was sent by God to go to Egypt, what did he say?
当摩西被神差派到埃及去的话，摩西说了什么话呢
？Did he want to go?
他有没有想去啊
？What did he say?
他说什么
？What did he say? What did he say?
摩西说什么？ 摩西不想去。
I can't speak very well.
我说的不好，我说话不行。
So Lord said, I'll give you an interpreter.
所以他给了一个翻译。
Aaron, okay. Yeah. But you're going. I want you to go. And so he was beginning to understand. To become a godly person, one has to cooperate when God is sending you. We need to cooperate.
然后他就把亚伦也派去，他是说做翻译，然后他就是，然后这样他才肯去。
And becoming a godly person, God will always assure us that He is present. He's with us.
如果神要把我们变成一个属神的人的话，神会在那里告诉我们，神与我们是同在的。
But I will not go into this. You are, I think you're well taught. But in the Christian life, we get the regeneration from the Holy Spirit, a second birth when we say yes. So we get lots of help.To come to Christ, we get lots of help in growing. Moses didn't have this kind of help, as far as I can see.
这个我们在这个基督徒的生活中，我们往往有这样一个经验，就是说，我们因为耶稣的原因，我们就重生了，所以就我们做事的话，就有很多的帮助在那个我们身上就有很多的帮助。但摩西并没有这个经验。
Our life before Christ and after Christ, in Christ.Should demonstrate to people that God can transform our life.
我们的一生在 在基督徒之前，在变成基督徒之前和变成基督徒之后，我们有很多的变化。我们可以告诉人家，这是神在我身上做了很大的工。
God is going to change Moses into the man of God, but Moses has to cooperate when God makes the moves.
当神要把摩西变成这个属神的人的话。摩西要在那里合作，只有这样才能变成出生的人。
You say, oh no, this is just the beginning of the message? No, no, the introduction is too long.
大家都觉得，哎呀，我在这里讲了半天，原来我只是在介绍哦，到现在还没有讲到正题。看时间。
I'm watching it.
我在看这个时间。
41 minutes gone. I'm watching it.
已经过了40分钟了。
Trust the watch. Don't trust me. Don't worry.
不要担心啊。
Verse 1, take a look at it.
大家看刚刚结束介绍啊，现在是看第一节。
Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
第一节，主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
First word out of his mouth, Adonai.
他第一个字就是他说出来这个英文字就是 Adonai， 就是主的意思。
A proper name of God，
这个对神来说就是完美的名字。
Doesn't tell us anything about God's character yet。
他这个字还没有告诉我们神的性格。
Adonai says God is a ruler, He's the governor。
他这个主这个 Adonai 这个字的意思就是神是统治者。
It's like, and it's a bad analogy, but the best. It's like when you go into a business meeting and you look around, you're looking for the CEO. Who is in charge here?
Yeah. 当你去就像一个例子不太好的例子，就是你去那个开一个商业会议的话，你会让你找一找谁是这个头，谁是 CEO， 就是那个。
And if the CEO is in there, you know it.Because that you can just tell that's the ruler, that's the governor.
如果那个 CEO 在那的话，你会感觉到，哎，那个就是一个统治者，那个就是一个头。
So he starts with Adonai.
这个第一段经文就是说他开始就是说统治者主啊。
And then what follows is a transcription from Deuteronomy 33:27.
在下面一讲的就是和《生命记》33:27相似。
And it says that the eternal God is a dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms.
就是这个是神是永久的啊，神是永久的居所。下面就是他的膀臂，永久的膀臂。
So Moses is saying, Adonai, you are our dwelling place.And from the Deuteronomy, and underneath are your everlasting arms.
Yeah, 就是从生命期这样说，就是神，你就是我们永久的居所，下面就是你永久的膀臂。
The New Bible Commentary helped me. It says this:
As the God of Israel, He is above, beneath, before, and around His people.
Yeah. 在有一一个新约的这个圣经的这个解释版就帮助了我这样理解。那对以色列的神来说，他是在上面的，在下面的，在以前的，啊，在我他的子民的周围的。
His everlasting arms show His inexhaustible resources. His arms never get tired, and He never runs out of help.
他的永久的膀臂就是彰显他永远不疲倦的能力。神的膀臂是从来不会酸，不会没有力，他是一直有对我们有帮助的。
I can remember.Maybe 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old, I don't know. I can remember my dad surrounding me, and when I looked down at his arms, he had lots of hair on his arms.
我记得三岁四岁的时候，我的爸爸的手搂着我的时候，我看他的手上有很多毛。
And I can remember rubbing his arms.
我在那里摸他的毛。
They were really strong.
看上去很强壮啊。
And the image was, my dad has me.He's got me surrounded with his arms. They're really strong.
Yeah.
And he won't fail me. He's really a strong dad.
我的感觉就是我的爸爸，他的强壮的手在那里搂着我，他是那样的强壮，不会使我是跌倒。
I think that's a little bit of the flavor of what Moses is saying. Lord, you have been our dwelling place for all generations, and underneath your arms.They are everlasting.
Yeah, 他说神你就是我们永久的居所你的手下你的膀臂就是我们的保护
Now brothers look at that second word How many of you like How many of you like words?
How many of you like words? You like to use words
有多少喜欢神的话语
Now how many of you know in certain languages If you get the tone wrong you change the meaning
你知道有些语言中，如果你的语调不对，那这个意义也就不一样了。
是。In Chinese, say, Dad, Dad, why are you calling my friend a porcupine?
他们说，为什么在中文说有人把我的朋友叫做刺猬，刺猬啊，刺猬。
You're calling him a porcupine.
为什么你告我的朋友说我的朋友是刺猬
？Didn't have the tone yet.But words are really crucial. The phrase, the word we want to look at is dwelling.
Yeah, 我们看到这里的字有一个字就是说我居所的这个字。
Dwelling place has the idea of some permanence and stability.
这个居所就是说是永久的，是有一稳固的。
And it was interesting. One definition of the meaning of the word dwell.Was negative. It meant to delay or to loiter.
Yeah.
How many of you have seen signs that says no loitering?
他说有一个这个 dwelling 这个居所这个意思呢，有一个意思呢是负面的。他就是说，这个是这个延迟了，隐藏了，然后就变成愚笨了。
I see it at Burger King. Right? It says no loitering.The bathrooms are not for the bathrooms are for our customers. Don't loiter. Don't dwell here.
大家在外面餐馆里面，很多时候看见那个厕所门口画了个标记，这个意思就是no loitering. Loitering 就是不要在里面老待着。这个不是厕所，是不是你的？是我们的客户的，不是外面人。
And the caution is wherever we consider our dwelling place, if we stay there too long for the wrong reasons.It could harm us.
就是说，如果这个居所的话，如果你在那里居留太长的话，对我们有不好的影响。
Here's the dwelling in this sense is not a place; it's a person.
在这里的意思就是说，居所的意思不是一个居住的地方，而是一个人。
The dwelling place is not Egypt or Israel. The dwelling place is God.Himself. That's who the dwelling place really is.
这个居所既不是埃及，也不是以色列，而是神自己，就是神自己。
Brothers and sisters, how many of you have ever fixed up your home, renovated, changes, updated?
有多少人在家里做过这个有关装修房子的事情
？Are you done?
做完了没有啊
？Proverbs says the eyes are never satisfied.
这个圣经上说眼目是不能满足的。
Nothing wrong with updating our homes.
你在那里装修房子是没什么错的。
As a dwelling place.
它只是一个居所。
We'd like to be comfortable.
我们要使它很满意。
What's the danger?
但是什么危险呢？
What's the danger? That is where our heart lives.
Yeah. 就是什么危险呢？就是说你的心如果是住在这个居所里的话，就有危险。
Moses says our heart, our dwelling place is Adonai.Is God Almighty? He's our dwelling place.
摩西说的这个我们心的居所就是我们的神，他是我们的居所，而不是你的自己的家。
I won't even describe what it's like. God cannot be burned down like a home.
我在这里要描述的就是神他自己不会像你的家一样，有可能着了火就没了。
God cannot be stolen as burglars do when they break into a home illegally.
Yeah, 如果神也不会就像贼到你家把你的东西偷走一样。
God cannot be repossessed as creditors will do if you don't make your monthly payments.
Yeah, 神也不会像那些借银行一样把你的东西拿走，如果你不能按时付款。
God cannot be bought or sold like a home.
Yeah, 神也不能像买卖房子一样，你可以去买卖。
So Moses is saying, your dwelling place is not Egypt, not Israel, not here, not there. Your dwelling place, Lord, you have been our dwelling. You have been our dwelling place through all the generations. That's the real truth.
Yeah, 摩西在这里说，这个居你的居所是神他自己，而不是你在在这边的住所。居所和住所不一样，他是。他不是在埃及，也不是在以色列。
And a real Christian is promised by Jesus upon their death in John 14:1-6. Here's the real promise. It's not the place that I prepared for you. Although there's a place, I've got the place ready for you. It's not the place.
这个神说你死的时候不是说给你一个地方让你住。这个在约翰福音14:1-4。这不是一个地方，而是一个人。
He says to those who depart in Christ, that where I am, you may be.
Yeah, 他对他离开世的时候，他说我去哪里，你们就去哪里。
We get the place that's prepared, but more importantly, what we get him.
我们得到耶稣给我们的地方，但是最主要的是我们得到耶稣这个人。
And I'll just remind you again, brothers and sisters. I'll just remind you, anything you own.
我在这里要提醒大家，不管你拥有多少东西。
When you die, I'm not laughing at you. When you die.
我不是对你们笑啊，当你死了以后啊，死的时候啊。
It all stays here.
那些东西，你所有的东西还在地上。
Everything you own stays here.
你所拥有的所有东西都在这个地上。
That's just the bigger truth. God is our dwelling place.
这个就是一个大的图画，就是有一个更大的地方，就是神是我们的居所。
That's how Moses starts his prayer.
这个是就是摩西在那里开始他祷告的时候说的第一句话。
What you notice is not in there is.
如果你有在这中间有一个没有说的。
I.
我。
Me.
我自己。
Mine.
我的。
Myself.
我自己的。
Doesn't start with that.
这个不是从那个时候那地方开始。
He does not start his prayer with himself.
他摩西没有把。祷告的第一个字用我。
He starts with God.
他第一个字用的是神。
Is this a good place to start?
是不是很好啊？是这样的话。
That is the place where Moses starts, and from that comes the prayers, the prayers.
Yeah, 摩西第一个字就是用的是神，然后就是他的祷告。
Couple of comments on generation.
我要这里有一些，有些。
How many of you know your family history and you can go back several generations? You can go back quite a way, 4, 5, 6, 7. How many of you know?
有多少知道你家族的历史可以回溯四五代的？
How many of you know where some of your ancestors came from? Which village?
你知道你的祖先是从哪个村里来的吗？
Okay.
And this term generation, it means, you know, going as far back as you can. All the way back through the generations, God has always been our dwelling place.
就是说我们不管回溯多少代，神就是我们的居所。
Usually, when you see generation, usually in the Bible, it has a negative meaning on it.
当你在圣经中看到这个世代的时候，一般是有一个负面的意义的。
Here are some of the descriptions of generations in the Bible. Crooked, perverse, faultless, evil, wicked, and adulterous. These are all talking about generations.
在圣经中有这个世代这个字，一般的这个是往往是贬义的，它有些是描述他们，第一个就是歪的，第二个是悖逆的，第三个是罪恶的，邪恶的，和这个邪淫的。
And this generation that Moses has been in the wilderness with for 38 years, almost 40, they are described when he listens to the way they talk and what they do. They are described as a generation that is stubborn and unbelieving.
在这个诗篇90篇摩西所处的世代，那个世代的人就是一般用有差不多有38年到40年之久在旷野中流浪的，他们就被形容成这个是这个不信神的和这个顽固的。
But among them there are always those who are not that way. Amen.
在这里中这些即使在这一世代中也有一些 不像有一些总是有一些不像他们这样子。
There's always a remnant like Noah, but Noah believed that. There's always a group that are not stubborn and are notuncooperative. There's always, you always see that.
总是有一些渔民不是那样顽固，不合作，不与神合作的。
It was J.I. Packer who described generations like, here's the problem, he said.
有一个人叫 J.I. Packer, 他这样写的。
Big thoughts of self, small thoughts of God.
那些人就是他大部分所想的就是自己，很少一部分去想到神。
He said the generation is big thoughts of self and little thoughts of God.
那个世代的人就是大部分想的就是自己，很少想到神。
It's reversed. It's backwards.
这个就反过来了。
And if you have big thoughts of self and little thoughts of God, I guarantee you, you will have trouble.
如果你是这样的话，就是大部分想到自己，少部分只是想到神的话，你就有大问题。
And so Moses is praying that our vision of God, our knowledge of God, is big, large, huge, compared with our important but smaller lives.
Yeah, 所以大家看见这个挪亚和摩西，他们大部分的思想都是想着神，很少一部分想到自己。
So prayer should always start with God.
大家看这个祷告一定要开始就是要神。
And compliment Him.
然后就赞美神。
And Moses does that. He says, you were creator. Before the mountains were born, or the earth or the world, you were there before. I'm complimenting you. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. I'm complimenting you. Great work.
神在那里，不是，摩西就在那里祷告，神，你是创造世界的神，我要赞美你。
And God, you'll see here, is outside of time. He is not controlled by time. How many of you are controlled by time?
大家看见。
How many of you, if you had the money, would buy 3 extra hours a day? You would do it. That's exactly what, you need 27 hours a day to get your work done.
大家这里看见，神是不受时间限制的，但是我们是受时间限制的，我们有一个时间的限度。有多少人愿意花一点钱来买时间吗？那如果有钱的话，大家很愿意一天多花点钱来买三个小时的时间。
God is outside of time. Time is his tool, not his master.
Yeah. 神是在时间以外的，时间是神的工具，他是时间的主人。
And prayer, number three, can discuss all topics in life.So you can pray to your father all topics. You don't have to worry about him being shocked or surprised with what you're praying about. He has all the topics. Bring up the topic. He can handle it well.
好，神有可以可以应付所有的话题，所以第三节开始就是说怎样祷告。祷告就是说要把生活中可以讨论生活中一切的事情，你可以把所有的话题都给神，神有很大的容量可以回答你。
Okay, and then if you look at the scripture, it says, verse 3, you turn back into dust and say, return, O children of God. Moses shows God ultimately determines and controls the number of days that you and I will have on this earth. Amen?
神在那里说，就像第三节说，你使人归于尘土，要使人归回。这个就是说，神有完全的控制，他控制人在地上所有的年岁。
Brothers
and sisters, tell me honestly, would you like to know how many days you have
left? You would?
你很愿意吧?
Some of you don't want to know, right?
有些人大概说我不想知道。
Yeah, okay. But see, he knows this. He knows already. And so, it's not, I don't know, I'll leave that alone. But he knows, you don't know, I don't know.
但是神知道你有多少世上还有多少多少年岁，神知道，你不知道，我不知道。
And Jesus said, when is he coming back?
耶稣说他什么时候回来吗？
He said, even he doesn't know, only the Father knows.
耶稣都说他也不知道他什么时候回来，只有父神知道。
So all the people who predicted, they are foolish, they missed, they're wrong, but that's it.
所有很多世上的人在那里预测，耶稣什么时候回来？ Okay. 他们都错了，他们都是很蠢的。
And in these verses, you see time passing, life, anything that man makes, God outlasts.
在这个章节中，大家看见时间过去，一切都要过去，不管是人做什么。
Anything man makes, looks very.Very puny to God. This is nothing.
不管人做了什么事情，在世上创造了什么东西，对神来说，这是很微小，实在是。
And He can remove people quickly like a flash flood. He can do this.
Yeah, 神可以把人从地上挪去，就像水一样冲去。
Some of you have seen this.
你们大家见过吧？
Some people have shortened their lives by stupidity.
有些人
For fact.
因为很自己做的一些蠢事，使自己在世上短命。
And so.The Bible is not afraid to discuss any topic, but the Bible is not going to tell you how many days you have left.
Yeah, 这个圣经神并不惧怕讨论生活中的任何事情，那神不会告诉你你在世上还有多少日子留下。
It's theory, but what if he told you you got 3 years, 2 months, and 7 days? What would you do?
这如果是理论上说，如果神告诉你你还有三年两个月七天的话，你会做什么事情呢？
It's a mystery.
这个是个秘密哦。
We live by faith in Christ.
我们是凭着信心在耶稣基督里生活。
And if we live obediently to Christ,
如果我们在这里遵神耶稣的命的话，
when our time comes,
当我们的时日到的时候，
all we have to do is die.
我们要做的就是死。
When our time comes, all we have to do is die.
当我们时日到的时候，我们要做的就是等死。
If we've lived in Christ, if we've lived in Christ, and He is our dwelling place, right? He is our dwelling place.
如果我们住在耶稣基督里面，神是我们的居所的话，
when my time comes,
当我的日子到的时候，
and Christ is my dwelling place,
耶稣基督是我的居所，
all I have to do is die.
我那时候这就是等着死。
Why would I want more time if He said this is enough?
如果神说你这十四日已经足够的话，我们还需要更多的时间吗？
And I'm going to end. Have you considered that sometimes God shortens a person's life because He knows in the future they would disgrace Him?
大家有没有知道，有时候神把一个人的寿命缩短，让他活得短命，因为神知道。如果他活得更长的话，他也将来也没有什么羞辱啊。
Billy Graham said,
有人会羞辱他。
Billy Graham said in an interview, he has prayed to God, his father, that if Billy Graham is going to embarrass the Lord by how he lives, for he asked the Lord to take him.
Billy Graham 有这就是他在有时候祷告，他说如果他的父亲活着的时候羞辱神的话，希望神他早点接走。
Brother, is it?
啊，自己羞辱他自己的话。
So you see, paying attention, right there.
Yeah. So. Yeah, definitely.
Definitely, yeah, right on his, yeah, on, the, on his toes.
Yeah. Billy Graham, his father, Shane Billy Graham, right?
Billy Graham.
Yeah. 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 Father. Oh, no, father, sorry. Yeah,
this is the beautiful teacher's dream where the audience is
interested. 真的是很好，因为他听众在听。
Have you ever considered, rather than, oh no, they're going to translate the message again.
Have you ever considered the possibility that God wants you to hear it twice?
你有没有想过神在那里希望你听两次？
If you were asleep, if you weren't paying attention in English, maybe you'll catch it in Mandarin.
如果你没有仔细听中文的话，你可以在英文没有听英文的话，你在中文中能够。
If you are making your shopping list for this afternoon and you miss it in Mandarin, maybe you'll get it in English.
如果你在那里写一个下午要去买东西的单子的话，如果你没有听中文的话，你可以听英文。
Just looking at it from another point of view. Okay, brothers and sisters.
从另一方面看。
I see it.
Application.
这个应用。
And I just want to leave this with you. Why should we pray? I have three reasons at least. Number one, God wants a relationship with us.
我们为什么要祷告呢？我有三个理由。第一个就是神希望和我们有一个关系。
Oh, and this is, brothers and sisters, spiritual warfare is always on.
第二个就是说，属灵的征战是一直所存在的。
Spiritual warfare never takes a vacation.
这个属灵的征战是从来不休假。
Spiritual warfare 24/7.
这个属灵的征战是24小时7天的。
The forces of evil coming against especially the Christian are always on. It is always warfare. Amen?
就是罪恶的势力，这个罪恶的势力针对基督徒的攻击是一直在那里存在的。
And again, we heard it today.
我们听到，今天我们听到了。
Why should we pray?
为什么我们祷告呢？
1 Peter 4:7 says, because the time is drawing near.
Yeah, 就是彼得前书四章说，末世接近，更近。
But all I know is this, it's nearer today than it was yesterday.
这个末世今天就比昨天更近了一步。
Brother and sister, I am delighted to see you. I will, Lord willing, I will see you next month. For the second part of Psalm 90, verses 7 through about 12. That one is powerful. It's the core of the psalm. It will scare you. It will show you God has the proper time to be angry.
Yeah. 就是,
wrath. It's the fancy term is wrath.
今天很高兴到大家中间来，下个月我还要来。
Hey, don't skip that one. Thank you for listening. May God bless you, strengthen you, and God is Lord. Amen.
Amen. 谢谢大家，因为下一次我还要讲这个九十章的四到七节，那个是最有力的一个经文，但是它是事实。谢谢大家今天给我。